Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Celine Dion just caused a meltdown on Jeopardy.
Ooh, child, and the Bachelor baby just keeps kissing and kissing and kissing.
And in the house today, our friend, comedian, actress, and co-host of the Nappy Boy podcast with T-Pain, Vanessa Fraction.
Woo! I'm always excited to be back, so
let's get this started.
Okay, y'all remember that Twitch's widow, Allison Holker, put out a memoir called This Far, and she caused some flack for sharing her late husband's business. Well, on the Jamie Curran Lima show, Allison dished on a wild place that they got freaky when they were dating. And she felt okay telling the story since he shared it on the Ellen show. So the cast of Glee was doing a concert tour, and Twitch's dance troupe was the opening act. Well, after this part was done, Twitch and Allison went up into the rafters of the arena, and this happened.
We just started making out, and we were looking down. There's all these audience members screaming and cheering, but they couldn't see us. We started doing the deed, and then all of a sudden security was like flashing their lights, like, who's up here? And we just froze. They left, and we just ran out of there, but...
Huh? Okay, that's wild.
Very nice.
Team player.
Very nice. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I can't believe they was doing it listening to show tunes. That doesn't seem like,
right.
It doesn't seem very romantic. That's not on my playlist. I don't know.
Like the Glee tour is like teenage kids bop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not really romantic tune.
Anything. And did they finish the deed?
Thank you, because she said they just stopped. So, I mean, if it was, he deflated.
Oh.
And had to start all over again. So, Lord. Jesus.
I guess when you got to do it, you got to do it.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. We like a little no-no, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We like a little, oh, my gosh, are we about to get caught? You know, that's fun. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Is it fun, Tanner? Have you ever? Is it fun?
Moving on.
No. Have you ever done it some wild places?
Listen, I enjoy a memorable experience, Vanessa.
Okay.
All right, y'all, saddle up. We got some country folk to talk about. We're talking about Kimberly Schlappman. She's from the group Little Big Town. She guest hosted with Jenna Bush Hager on Jenna and Friends. And she shared a secret. She and her husband, who she calls Schlapp, they've been married for 18 years, but she kept something from her parents as well as the two kids they now have. Check this out.
So this is Schlapp. So Schlapp and I got married November 2006.
Okay.
But 6 months earlier, we eloped to Vegas.
Wait, your parents didn't know that till today?
Nobody knew.
First of all, she's so cute, number one. She's just bubbly and cute. But I have some friends that did that. Like, we went to their actual, like, the wedding of it, friends, family, and all that. But they had actually gotten married 6 months before. And I think they told us that day. I don't mind it. Sometimes you need to just make that move. You know what I mean? Because it's between the two of you, so.
I don't like that. That's
you don't fake. Like it?
Why? Yeah,
because my thing is this, if you got married 6 months prior to me coming to a wedding, I don't feel like I'm going to a real wedding. It's like going to a funeral. Oh, he died last year, but the funeral going to be this week.
Well, you know they did it to James Brown, and you still would have went.
There are funerals like that.
Yeah,
when the body's not there, it don't feel like a funeral.
Exactly. I mean, it's a memorial.
I love a wedding. I love a celebration. I don't care when they got married.
Come on,
I'll go
Tanner.
For a vow renewal. Let's go.
Come on, Tanner. You're my kind of guy. That's what I'm saying.
I like it.
Well, you ain't getting no gifts, honey.
Oh, spicy. Okay. Something else spicy. The 29th season of The Bachelor. It premiered this week, and Grant Ellis is the new Bachelor, and he's doing what he can to, as I said, keep things spicy. Oh, well.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's so much more. He set a record by locking lips with 8. Count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 of the ladies, and there's one more that he kissed that they didn't know about because she started crying or he was gonna kiss her.
Oh, Lord.
Well, anyway, the internet has dragged him for this. Someone named Canadian Bachelor, it's a fan on X, said, if I had a shot for every girl Grant kissed tonight, I wouldn't be able to type this tweet right now.
That sounds like a personal problem, Canadian Bachelor fan.
It's a cool game, though.
This is kind of all par for the course. I mean, granted, he broke a record for kissing that many people, but apparently he was just that charming. Yeah. I mean, everyone has the opportunity to do the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. It's just he went the distance.
So don't get mad at him.
Right. Yeah. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yeah, don't hate the bachelor.
Yeah. Come on.
Hate the bachelor, hate the franchise.
Yeah.
Come on.
If Georgia Porgy kissed a girl and made her cry, and he kissed eight of them, and one cried, that's not a good look.
Some of these women are going to be crying by the end of the show. There's no doubt about it.
They definitely are. I think eight is too many.
That's too many, honey.
He should have stopped it at some point.
What?
He should have stopped and went like, now, hold on. I know you don't know, but my mouth been too many places to see.
Why is that his responsibility? These women are passionate about him. They want to share with him their passion for him.
Well, I'm sure he maybe Listerined up or Dr. Tishner's, you know.
If you're Dr. Everything. Tishner, then that's all. You wiped away anything that touched you.
It resets your mouth to child.
That's so sad.
Well, speaking of spicing things up, 79-year-old John Lithgow is sending folks nude pictures, y'all. Wow. Jonathan Lithgow. You probably know him from Third Rock from the Sun. John stars in a new movie called Jimpa, and during a pre-production Zoom call, director Sophie Hyde told him that he was going to have to do two full frontal nude scenes.
Oh.
How Lithgow can you go? Apparently, John's bared it all before, including in a 1973 Broadway play, and wouldn't you know it, he just happened to have the picture on his phone to prove it. Here it is. I'm just kidding. he said, I thought, well, you better know what you're dealing with here. So I showed her the picture on Zoom, and then I quickly zapped it to her by text, and then I thought, what have I done?
Wow.
Oh.
That's like 50 years ago.
But what movie, and I understand he knew what he was signing up for.
Yeah.
What calls for this?
What requires two full frontals from John Lithgow?
From a 79-year-old.
From a 79-year-old.
Is it,
right.
Like, and if it was Cocoon 3, I can understand.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, Cocoon 3 would have went perfect for that.
They got freaky when they got young again.
Yeah. I think sometimes the older you get, the better you are. So I'm sure he probably. Did you ever hear they say you're as fine as wine? So the older you get finer than wine?
All I'm thinking about is grapes hanging low. That's all I can think about. Girl, and I'm not sure that I want to be a part of that.
It's like a hot dog sticking out of a Brillo pad.
That is so
That's got to be the oldest. Oh my goodness.
John, why? Come on.
So there was a guy by the name of Drew Coins, and he has been a contestant on Jeopardy a few times, but I don't know if his heart will go on after this.
Uh-oh.
So on the 2025 Champions Wildcard Tournament, he gave Celine Dion a shout out, but then missed a question about her. And he definitely felt some type of way about it. Check it out.
Long story that I thank Celine Dion, so thank you, Celine Dion.
Does she know what she did?
Oh, she does.
Okay.
Deep down.
Sharing its title with an earlier, more upbeat Huey Lewis hit, it was number one for Celine Dion in 1994.
Oh, come on. Ooh, power, of
power of love. Uh-oh. It's the power of love.
Oh, she's going to be mad, Drew.
What is?
Oh, wow.
Because I love Huey Lewis.
Yeah, come on
don't
now.
Don't take money, don't take fame. Okay.
Don't need no credit card. And plus, he had the Tower of Power on that track.
Yeah, it's all about power. You can put that together quickly. Yeah. You should
Gary
be ashamed.
Would say, are they going to kick him out the sorority for not knowing that?
Oh, yeah, the Queens, honey, were back there marching, honey. Bitch, you didn't know that?
Yeah. he looked like he might have come after Huey Lewis in the news. He looked kind of young.
And that's what put it all together for me because I was like, oh, I know this one, I know this one.
Oh, yeah, this is a gimme.
That would have never happened to me with Miss Ross. I know.
Oh.
You know it all?
Mm-hmm. Stretch it upside down, your turn.
That's the one with my mind.
Favorite one. But anyway, honey, up next, y'all did a dare run a British mansion by telling ghost stories. We'll find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
Okay, it seems like Adele's mouth has caused major problems for her former landlord. Back in 2012, Adele rented a mansion in West Sussex for a brief 6 months. Anderson Cooper interviewed her there, and she mentioned that it was a former convent and that it was kind of scary. The tabloids then reported that the place was haunted, even though Adele didn't use that word. Mm. And now the owner says he's been trying to sell the home ever since then, but no one wants to buy. So now the owner has applied for permission to convert it into apartments because he doesn't know what else to do. So
Oh my, he needs to make her and Rich Paul pay for that damn house. That's what he needs to do, honey. Her and her little man, they need to pay for it, honey. He got lots of but LeBron money.
She didn't say haunted. She didn't say there was a ghost.
Yeah. When you got that much land, there's definitely some dead something under the house.
Come on, tell the truth about it. Mm. He could have made money, though, because a lot of people are into, like, haunted house tours.
Right.
You know, he should have just big upped it and threw in some fake ghosts and just went for it.
Like a bunch of playmates died here.
Ghosted up. I like how you turned that around. Yeah. Playmates.
Give me them sexy ghosts. Let's
go. The first Diddy party? Here.
Okay.
All right, y'all, it is time for Dish Gone Viral. Okie dokie. A 24-year-old woman from Baltimore named Sydney is getting a lot of attention for her reaction to a surprise wedding proposal. You got to get the backstory. Her high school sweetheart, William, brought Sydney to what she thought was a party for her uncle, but when they walked in, she thought they were late, so she just rushed to the side to grab a seat. It was only when family members told her the surprise was for her that she realized what was going on. Oh, hell yeah, the track.
Y'all know I'm beclimpsed.
Yeah, they got you.
Oh, you got me. Nothing like a good surprise. Shout out to my husband who surprised the boots up off of me.
Oh.
It brings you to tears.
What'd he do?
It was his birthday, and so everybody was gathered for his birthday, and everybody else knew that it was for my proposal.
But she should
have been clued off when they was playing What You Won't Do for Love real slow. Mm-hmm. That was real slow. She should have known Unk wasn't with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's not Unk music.
And that's a rarity in the community, surprises like that, so she better accept it.
You think black people don't like surprises? What are you talking about?
Not that kind of surprise. Girl marrying?
All right, so it's time for another
Battle of the Deals.
Powered by Morning Fave.
Just scan this QR code right here to get in my kick us off, Vanessa.
Okay, winter is here, and you know what that means. Warm everything.
Oh.
I've got these Born faux fur Sherpa slippers.
Oh.
These women moccasins and men's slippers are available in three styles, a variety of colors and sizes, from small to extra large. Now, they can go as high as for $40, but today we have them for just $15.
Oh.
$15. Oh, wow. Now, this is the doorbuster deal. So the limit is three per customer.
Okay, next, honey, we've got the Killer Cole short-zipped hooded puffer available in sizes small to extra large and available in three colors, black, silver, and tan. Now, these lined coats, y'all, have a polyester shell and fill and feature two zip pockets for secure storage. Now, they usually go for as high as $195, but we got you today for just $39.99.
Oh,
that's a good deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and I've got the Villanovum cordless electric spin scrubber powered by a rechargeable battery. This can save you half the time or more on chores, and with an extendable handle and adjustable brush head, it's especially great for those with bad knees and back pains.
Ooh.
Now, this usually goes for as high as $70, but we got you today for $24.99.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, listen, y'all, these are all great deals, so just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all three. You got it? This code right here on morningsave.com and stay tuned for more Dish.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
The NBA star Kyrie Irving had it really tough the other night. Now, not only did his team lose, but see how a bad pass almost took a young fan all the way out.
That was the biggest challenge. That's the analysis that we won. As that caught a fan sitting next to the Dallas bench and players from both teams over there to make sure that the young fan's okay.
Yeah, he's at that age where he's trying his hardest not to cry.
Yeah, yeah. But that's a cry moment. Go on and let it out.
Yeah.
Go on and let that out, because I saw that pop.
Man, he's going to view black people different from this moment on.
No!
No, he's courtside.
He's courtside. Yeah. He's got to know.
He was supposed to be hit. You're rich. Get hit by a ball and you're sitting on the front row. So, I mean, hey. That well, comes with the game.
I love how all the attention he got, though, and I would have milked it. I would have milked all of that. I'd have had the whole, both teams over there petting me up. I'm just, I don't know if I'm better yet. Like, I would have just, no. Look,
the black people sitting over there like, huh, well, you know.
Aw, I hope they gave him something nice, a pair of shoes or something.
Okay, yeah. Well, Kyrie was heard saying, is he okay? You all right, kid? Let me see. Yeah, you good? Bro, my bad, bro, my bad. And although he suffered a nosebleed, the little guy seems to be okay because he continued to cheer the team on. But, you know, it looked like it definitely hurt.
Yo, Kyrie zinged that, like, all the way across the court. That
full
was a hard,
force.
He threw,
that was full force.
He put some stink on it.
So, yeah, but could you
so if you could take a ball at that speed, just imagine how many punches you could take from a bully at school, you know what I'm saying, undeterred, you know?
That's could you imagine him going to, could you imagine him going to school the next day saying, God, I got hit by a ball by Kylie Irving.
That's a story.
Probably.
That's a story. That's a story. He better sign that ball with the blood on it because they said he busted his nose.
Yeah. I would brag.
He cried in the car probably.
He did?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Our girl Tia Mowry has two kids, a 6-year-old daughter named Cairo and a 13-year-old son named Cree. And if you know anything about raising a teenage boy, you know that things can get pretty interesting. Well, Tia is making light of raising Cree with this video. Check it out. No.
Yo, why she look like Bruno Mars?
I know. That's exactly what I thought. I find it very cute. Them thighs were hilarious. That is so funny.
And he knows his mom is a good actress, honey, so she gonna really play it out.
She did a great job. That is funny. So what? Was she accurate though? This is.
Oh yeah.
This is on the nose.
I don't have a child, but she's accurate. Honey. If I was to see her in the streets, I'd be scared.
Yeah. Uh-huh. My son's 27, so I think she left out a little like sneak peek from the bathroom. You know how they take those very long extended showers?
Hey,
I'm talking about a 12. Hour shower, like they're very long.
Oh, strength training.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're in the...
Look,
you appreciate a long shower when you're a young man.
Come on
with
now.
A lot of different areas to wash, okay?
Makes sense.
Up next, see how one man was screwed after ordering what he thought was a drill.
Aww.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's the last story of the day, so...
Dish is it!
One very unlucky man attempted to buy a drill and some other items online, as you do, and just when he thought he was getting a deal, he got screwed instead.
They say a picture's worth a thousand words.
All of these, this here from them.
But not when you ordered a drill.
This is a picture with the sentence.
That's right. Sylvester Franklin ordered a drill from AliExpress, and what he got was a printed photo of the drill he ordered. But it gets worse.
I paid $22.97 for a pressure washer, and this is what I get.
What even is that?
This is a screw. It's a wrench to screw the screw out the wall with.
Baby, they knew they were saying that to a black man.
Old black man, too.
Oh, you want a drill?
Wow. Said, and this what they sent me.
I got one time. There was this company that was making these dry cleaners, like a portable dry cleaner for the house. So you could put like 5 garments in there and it'll come out all pressed and everything. So it was like $250. Ordered it, was waiting with bated breath for it to come in. When it came in, because it said delivered. So I opened my mailbox, I opened it up, it was a zip tie in it.
What?
Yo, I was so big, man.
They gave you a zip tie?
This is a zip tie, just because they had to ship something just so they can get the tracking number coming.
Why?
Wow.
Because I think it was coming from the place that started TikTok. So it took,
All right, well, unfortunately, that's all the tea we have for you today. Be sure to tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.